This shouldn't be a thing.
And if you ever have a thing you think should not be, we try to stay away from politics because otherwise that would be our thing every single day.
Yeah.
This is our audio sorbet segment. It's like a little palate cleanser. We try to keep it a little bit lighter. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. This from Oddity Central by Spooky gets the byline. Headline reads, mermaid performer has her head swallowed by giant aquarium fish during show.
I'm laughing at the byline. I'm not laughing at the situation.
We're going to put the video in the show notes because there is accompanying video to this. And my husband pointed this out to me earlier in the week. A viral video shot at an underwater world in China shows a young mermaid performer getting attacked by a giant aquarium fish during the live show. A very popular tourist attraction recently got a lot of criticism for trying to cover up the incident. This woman, dressed like a mermaid, is swimming around with this big tank, in this big tank with lots of fish in it.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway through the mermaid show, the young Russian woman, known only as Masha, gets her head swallowed by a huge sturgeon that had crept up behind her. Fortunately, the 22-year-old woman maintained her composure, managed to get away and get to the surface. The show did have to be stopped for an hour and a half. The underwater world offered her $100 for moral damages and asked her not to talk about it. That would have gone well, except for one of the people who was there filmed the entire thing and then put it out on social media, where it went viral. Early reports described the fish as a type of shark, but it's been clarified that the giant fish is actually a sturgeon, a toothless fish that rarely attacks humans. Following the backlash after the video went out, this underwater world in China came out with a statement saying the young woman had not been injured and the aquarium was operating according to its usual schedule. The underwater mermaid, however, posted at least one photo showing bruising on her face. She also suffered injuries to her face, head, and neck, and again offered $100 compensation after being swallowed by a sturgeon.
I think the only this shouldn't be a thing, well, there's two of them. One, he met, like I said, it was down for an hour and a half. Could you imagine being the next performer and be like, all right, now you go and be like, I'm sorry, you want me to do what?
Yeah, you're next.
For a possible extra $100, that's the other. $100? Come on.
You could have coughed up a little bit more than that. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.